So welcome here, folks, to today's show. This is the 25th of February, 2020. Boy, oh boy.
Henry, you're going to... You don't even know how to read a calendar.
Yes, I do. Today is
February 25th, 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, why don't you get it?
No, I mean, what's the story, man? You know, we're burning daylight. I got it. Today is February 25th, 2020. Welcome to today's show. We go back a year to February 25th, 2019 for today's encore show, which ought to be interesting because this will include a plethora, an abundance of weirdness. Tonight or today or this morning or whenever you're watching or listening, Jay Santos will be in Florida with the Gator Brigade Alt Police Auxiliary and their leader, Major Sergeant Wade Beef Osborne, when Robert Kraft surrenders. That's what the show log says from last year. I have no clue. I have no earthly idea what that means. I'm not even on the, excuse me, folks, those of you that are watching, or excuse me, listening, don't realize that I'm not visual on the video cast, and there may be, especially females, who are crying and not seeing me. I'm joking. Anyway, this is from last year, and we're encoring it because lots of stuff has been happening. We'll be back to our new shows tomorrow. Jay Santos will be in Florida with the Gator Brigade Alt Police Auxiliary and their leader, Major Sergeant Wade Beef Osborne, when Robert Kraft surrenders. I suppose I could Google it, but I didn't. And let's just have it all be one big groovy surprise. What do you think? I think it's a good idea. Let's check it out now. This is the Phil Hendry Show from last year. Robert Kraft is surrendering, Wade Beef Osborne and the guys are down in Florida, and Jay Santos is with them too here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Robert Leonard here.
Yeah, Bud Dickman.
And it's General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Phil Hendry, and welcome to the show here. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's getting weirder all the time.
Tell people what you... Phil was showing the home movies to the pre-show audience.
Yeah, they were... Talk about a...
Talk about what?
Well, I mean, you're not the most natural-looking kid.
Yeah, Mr. Jenny, you're a cute kid, but there is abnormality.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
No, they're just talking about how round your head was.
There was no abnormality, Bud, you moron. There was a... Phil's head, when he was an infant, seemed like a perfect size. Was it about softball size, would you say?
My head as a kid?
Yes.
Margaret, are you nuts or something? A softball's only about 8 inches across.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it did seem like it was...
Will you shut up? No, my head was not softball size.
Well, what was it that made it unusual?
It was almost like... I'll tell you what it was. Phil's head, when he was a baby, was almost translucent.
Now, meaning invisible?
What do you mean invisible?
Why don't you guys just pack it in and, go ahead, pack it up, put it in the trunk of the car, and head on down the hill.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about, my head?
We found it to be interesting. It was fascinating.
Look at folks. Phil's head is normal size when he was an infant. Now I can't really vouch for that.
You know,
I'm sorry. Phil's head when he was an infant, excuse me, that did it.
Yeah, that did it all right.
I had to get that out, General. Phil's head when he was an infant was normal by all appearances. But when you see the head appear...
That was you're talking about...
When it was in shadow, yes.
Yeah, the silhouette of your head as an infant put a lot of fear into people. God damn, it's...
What are you laughing about?
No, this is a little serious. I don't...
The silhouette of my head as an infant put fear into people.
Yeah, okay, Phil. Go ahead and laugh about it. Are you being serious? Well, when I first saw it, even you yourself admitted it.
Folks, we were watching the home movies.
Don't talk to them. Talk to us.
No, I think I'll talk to them, because that's what the show's for.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was great. You don't even know that, do you?
There's a couple of things I do know. One of them is how to take your head and make it abnormal real fast.
Wait a minute. Wait. So I'm talking to the pre-show audience, and we were showing the Hendry home movies, and there was a scene where there was a giant, this big head in silhouette. It was Christmas.
Yeah, the lighting was bad.
The lighting was bad when my father was filming it. I said, who the hell's head is that? And it turned out it was my head. And in comparison to the adult head that came into view, which was my mother's, it was small, but not the size of a softball.
Well, as I think what the general was trying to say, not translucent, you were saying, didn't it glow? It glowed, that was it.
Yeah, Phil, your head had a glow to it.
Okay, I can assure you that my head wasn't radioactive.
I'm not saying that.
No one's saying your head's radioactive.
Yeah, it's just...
You know what it is? I think you were just a cute kid.
Oh, okay. So cute kids have heads.
Phil, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Wait. Cute kids have heads that glow, are softball size. Man. Yeah, put fear, strike fear in the heart when you see it in silhouette on film.
Right.
That was my head.
You know something? I don't like the way... I know I can't tell you what to do because you're the host. I don't like the way you say head. I just...
Margaret, what is it with you anyway?
Just keep out of it, General. Hey, Margaret, what... All right, I'm joking.
God, Mr. Green, you tell everybody else not to be...
Not to be what?
You'd all do it, bud. You tell everybody else not to talk in dirty terms.
What's dirty about that?
When you go, I don't like the way you say head.
Maybe I'm not talking about what you monkeys think about that. Sure, I'm talking about the bathroom.
Way to pull it out, Miss Gray.
All right, thank you for the applause, but I don't like the way you said pull it out. So.
Hey, wait a minute. Why? You know, I think Frank needs to take you in for a run.
For what?
How about a little talking to somebody, you know?
A nut house?
No, not a nut house. How about a head shrinker?
Take it back or I'm leaving.
All right, I take it back. I'm sorry. Welcome to the program, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, we have a conversation with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Will be telling us about the deployment of security forces for when Robert Kraft turns himself in for this. What is this, anyway?
Now, Robert Kraft got busted for misdemeanor sex, solicitation of sex.
Yeah, he was soliciting sexual acts.
And this is a misdemeanor.
Apparently it's a misdemeanor, but he has to report to the Palm Beach County or Palm County something sheriff. And Jay's going to tell us about, I don't know what that's about.
What is it with this guy Santos? That's in Florida. What's that got to do with him?
Apparently there's a sister agency of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Gator Brigade.
Oh yeah, Gator Brigade, very, very well known.
Yeah, sure.
He's going to have on this guy, do you know who it is, General?
Yeah, it's Wade Beef Osborne.
Who?
Wade Beef Osborne, the guy is the Major Sergeant of the subgroup.
Well, we'll talk to Jay here in a moment. We also have on Don Berman, who is having, there's a new, some kind of new cameras they've installed at Channel 19 for their newscasts that can process your face.
Process the face? You know something? I swear to God, you guys are kidding. If I wasn't looking at the notes right here.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but we were talking about processing audio, and apparently they have cameras that process video, and Don's going to be talking about how he is not all that fond of it, because they said something about putting his face through a processor, which I guess means basically...
Yeah, you're going to make it, you're going to try to process it out, you know?
Yeah, try to make it a little bit more easier to look at. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so...
Oh, that'll go over big with him.
Yeah, well,
we're going to talk to Don Berman and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Bud, and I like life. That's one message.
I'm Robert Leonard, and my family owns 8 gas stations. I'm General Galen Shaw, and I take long walks, sometimes down by the Palos Verdes, whatever the hell it's called.
I'm Margaret Gray. I have a son and a husband, and I don't spend near enough time with them as I should.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Those are the messages, huh? We pre-recorded these, folks.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, folks. Coming online with us is is Don Berman's going to join us. And Don's in the newsroom there at Channel 19. For the love of me, I'm not exactly sure I understand this. I know Don is going to explain, and that is going to be a beautiful thing. Hey, Don, how's life?
Hey, Phil, life is going very well. Thank you very much.
All right, tell us about this.
Well, I was angry at first when I first got the news that these are some new processing... It's a new digital kind of processing that is being used on the cameras that are shooting our 5, 6, 7, 8, the 9 and the 10 and the 11, 30 and 1 on Channel 19 Newsbeat, which with me, Don Berman, and the Don Berman beat, along with Up With People.
Don, do you have to go through the whole...
I'm sorry?
Do you have to go through that whole litany?
Yes, I do, because I want people to know what we're...
Well, he's promoting.
Yes, I understand, but are you saying... Are these cameras, they work on every one of the shows?
No, not all of them. Sometimes they will process the video on certain, like for instance, the sick, every time I'm on. And that's why I told L. Ron Martin I'd like to go, you know, on the Henry Show and some other, I want to go on Ken and Bob or whatever it is.
Ken and John?
Well, who's John and Bob?
John and Ken.
That's it, John and Ken. I want to go on their show and a few others to explain that when Channel 19 issues this press release concerning these new cameras, which are the Dull X 1, 2, and 7.
Dull X?
No, it's D-E-L-U-X, but it's pronounced Dull X. And
well, why do they call it the Dull X?
Because it dulls out, it'll dull the face out.
I got to ask you, and maybe you're not the guy to ask this. Why the necessity for this?
Very good question. L. Ron Martin is in his. I'm in the newsroom right now, and you know, if he walks by, I can ask him point blank.
Haven't you asked him?
I asked him, and he said, "This is going to be good for you, Don." I said, "Are you trying to tell me that my face? There's something wrong with my face?" And he said, "No, not at all. We just need to process out." He said that there is a certain part, members of the audience, certain segment of the audience, that looks at me, and all they can think about is a guy that has a drinking problem, which, yes, I do. And
Wait a second. What kind of jackassery is that?
Well, you can talk to him in front.
Is that me?
Yeah, we were just talking about you.
Hey, Mr. Martin?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is we love Don Berman. There's no question about it. And what we put in the Dull X7 was to put the face into the camera. And when people look at Don, they know he's had a drinking problem. They know he's had some problems. He's had a brush with the law with drugs. And he's had various sexual harassment charges.
All of which I do not deny.
I understand, Don. Just please. Can you get me, maybe make me a cappuccino?
God.
So, I don't mean to...
Why do you humiliate him like that?
I'm not trying to. I wanted to talk to you guys in confidence here so that Don's not, you know, around.
What do you want?
I want espresso, that's all. Basically, Phil, with the thing that I was trying to say to you is...
One espresso coming up.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be good.
Hey, do you want an espresso?
Can you put some more foam in it?
Yeah, sure, no problem. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
All right, I can't hear anything.
I can't hear, Don.
What?
I can't hear. Mr. Henry can't hear. I'm bleeding from the ears over here.
There you go. Another espresso?
No, thank you. That's all right. What I want to do and what I want to say is that we process the face. Now, when people look at Don...
Let me just cut to the chase here, Mr. Martin. You're telling me that you have a new kind of camera that can process out what? Because people look at Don Berman and they think of a guy that has sexual harassment charges and alcoholism.
Yes, that's right. And we want to put the glow. What this does is, for instance, it'll put a glow behind the head that you don't really notice.
Oh, here, I'll do it.
Don't take the camera.
It's not a camera, it's a phone.
God damn.
Phil, I just want Phil. A moment ago, I heard Margaret saying that your head, when you were an infant, had a glow. Whether or not it actually did, I doubt that your father had. What kind of camera did your dad have?
He bred like a brownie or something.
A brownie? What's that supposed to mean?
That's the name of the camera, okay? Well, Phil, it sounds like your father was hanging around brownies. Hey, man. All right, sorry.
I didn't mean nothing.
A brownie 8. It was a kind of a camera.
All right, yeah. So, were you asking or?
Yeah, I'm asking. So, your father had a brownie 8.
No, I'll do it. Your father had a... So your head... I'm not saying your head glowed, but I'm saying that what the effect was, because of the lighting, was that your head glowed, and it was perfectly round.
And that's what this new Deluxe 7 will do?
That's what this camera will do. Am I right, L. Ron?
Yeah, essentially.
See, I'll finish. So the camera... Let me...
Because people need to know this, Don. Don Berman's a valued talent. What this will do is going to make everybody want to watch Channel 19 News because Don Berman is he do the news, you know?
Yeah, he do the news.
Wait a minute. He does the news. He does the news. And what the deluxe camera does, as Don delivers the news, every time it looks uncomfortable, like his head's not round enough or there isn't enough light coming from behind his eyes, then...
From behind his eyes?
So what does this camera do? Does it make Don look as if he's an extraterrestrial or something?
That's funny, extraterrestrial.
No, it does not, Margaret.
Well, what is this light from behind the eyes?
You're talking about the head being rounder. This was something...
Yeah. Hold on. It was something that you guys referenced that Mr. Henry's father was able to get with a brownie.
A brownie 8's the name of the camera.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Phil. He's hell run.
So your father was able to get the effect of your head.
So, I'm going to just interrupt everybody here and say, I'm going to cut to the chase here. This camera that's going to make Don more appealing, is that it?
I think that's right.
More appealing from a moral stand, not physically. I'm a handsome man, okay? Everybody got that?
Well, yes, Don.
Yeah, okay. Anybody else got a problem with that? I'm handsome, right?
Yes, you're handsome. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're handsome, Don.
All right. What this does is it takes my normal
Handsome, your normal handsome face?
No. I want to say ham-handed
You want to say handsomeinity.
Right, my handsomeinity. It takes my normal handsomeinity.
That's not a word.
Now I got to back all the way up again. It takes my normal handsomeinity.
God damn, man. You're blowing my ears out.
Well, I'm sorry. It takes that, rounds it out, puts just an ever so delicate light coming from behind my eyes. All right. And the face begins to vibrate. Is that right, Don?
It's L. Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called you that.
L. Ron Martin, yeah. Yeah, that is correct, though. What's your name?
My name is Don.
Hey, well, you were calling me Don.
Oh.
That is correct, Don. What it does, Phil, it's not radical. It's nothing. People think that it's some kind of weird thing. It makes the skin glow, the eyes light up, and the head is rounded out.
That's not weird at all, huh?
Why would that be weird?
Well, what they're trying to do is keep the audience from feeling uncomfortable looking at my face.
And they would be uncomfortable looking at your face, knowing the problems you've been in?
Knowing, yes, some of the problems that I've had, and the fact that the news may be particularly bad that day. When the news is bad, the first thing they do is they look at the guy that's giving them the news, and they say, well, do I want to hear all of this horror? Do I want to hear the horror that's pouring from my television set coming out of that guy's face? And the research, L. Ron, was that...
We did research, and people said, 9 out of 10 people said, when it's a bad news day, I don't want to hear that coming out of this guy. They didn't say this guy. They said, I don't want to hear it coming out of Don Martin's face. We asked him, which face do you know?
Don Berman.
I'm sorry, Don Berman's face. And we said, well, which face do you? They liked Lucky Gilbarton. They liked Ronaldo Green.
These are all weekend anchors, you know.
Yeah. So we said, well, we got the Deluxe 7. We can plug that in.
You plug that camera in. And it makes Don's face more appealing.
So people will want to hear the bad news.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know that this...
Yeah, it sounds almost like magic or something.
No, it's not magic.
Well, I mean, how do you know this works?
Because we've done a call-out research. We say we've got the Deluxe 7 plugged in. Are you watching a TV right now?
Yeah, they'll watch, and they'll say, yes, we're watching. And they'll say, all right, here comes Don Berman. And we're processing his face, and now... And
well, what does that mean, and now?
They'll say, start watching now.
We'll say, okay, 3, 2, 1, face. And we'll have people, what we ask people to do is have their back to the television set. And we'll go 3, 2, 1, processing. And they turn around and look at Don's face as he starts spilling something out about a machine gun attack or somebody blew up a building and stuff. And I go, yeah, it feels good. You know, it feels right on a Saturday, like you guys say on a Saturday night.
Right. So if I'm talking about a terrorist attack, or talking about some horrific plane crash or something, or people freezing to death because of this polar vortex, whatever that is, you know.
You don't even know, huh?
You didn't even know it. Phil, good God.
Well, Phil, he knows. Well, he just said whatever that is.
I'm talking about my face right now. I'm not talking about, yes, I know what the polar vortex is. But I'm talking about my Don Berman's face being pleasant enough so that I can tell someone that, for instance, an aircraft blew up in midair and all 300 people on board are dead, but they're looking at Don,
they're looking at Don's head is now rounder, it's vibrating a light, and there's light coming from, and it's a light, the red light.
Now, the light coming from my eyes is almost a pinkish light, not red. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, that's way out there, man. You know.
Well, Phil, you know something? A lot of strides are being made in television and elsewhere. This is a new age of communications, and we're finding new ways to process audio and video. You do it all the time on your show. Why can't we do it on what we do?
Henry, there's a lot of audio processing and stuff.
Yeah, there's audio processing. You're right. And, in fact, I was telling the audience that we're using some tonight, as we do.
Yeah, you got a gate.
This is like a gate. It's like your audio gate.
Okay, I mean, it sounds to me, if just my opinion, that if you were to apply what you guys are talking about to audio, I'd sound like a different guy.
Oh my God,
Phil! Now you're saying that Don's not good looking?
Yeah, I'm saying you're animating that.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are. You're saying I'm a different guy when they put the Deluxe 7852.
Yeah, that's the technical name for it.
I'm not. No, you're wrong. I mean, no, you're right, and I was wrong to put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. At least you're man enough to apologize.
Well, come on, Berman. I mean, it's not such a stretch. You're talking about glowing head. Your head's rounder. How round is your head?
My head's plenty round. Okay. You're talking about Phil Henry's baby home movies. My head's just as round as his, and I'm a full-grown man. And Phil's skin was glowing. You see,
No, we don't make the skin glow.
No, the skin doesn't glow. We're talking about just a nice, pleasant, vibrating light. Now he's laughing.
Yeah, see, I do it.
Now he's laughing.
I know I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I can hear you, Miss Penny. You're going geek like that, you know.
Very, very disrespectful.
Don't look at Phil. Couldn't help it, and I can't either.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Funny?
You're telling me that my kiss is funny?
No, we're not telling you that. We're telling you the Deluxe 7.
The Deluxe 7 sounds funny. Probably makes you look funny. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Rather than say that, how about you watch one of the newscasts and decide?
And you know, I would love for you to come down to the station, all of you, and to, you know, to test it out.
Come down to the station and do what?
Well, you can take a look at one of our newscasts, and you can be a test group. You know, 3, 2, 1, okay, go. Then you turn around and look at my face.
While
I'm delivering some horrifying news, you know.
Gee, that sounds like just a great time.
Look, we serve dinner. What do we got coming up?
This week, this week for the test group, we got kielbasa and sauerkraut. And a craft beer.
Kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Oh, well, excuse me. Sorry, Ms. Gray, if that doesn't meet with your approval.
Well, it doesn't really meet with my approval either.
Well, why is that?
Kielbasa and sauerkraut is going to turn my stomach into World War III.
All right. You know what? We'll have some, just for you, General, we'll have some yogurt.
Yogurt.
Keep it closed, Dickman, or it'll be closed permanently. No more access.
Sorry.
You know, you guys play in the muck all you want. That's what's going on here.
No, we're not playing in the muck. We're asking serious questions. Listen, I'm going to let Mr. Martin thank you, sir, for the information.
Yeah, my pleasure. But, my pleasure, Phil. I was, trying to help as much as I can to make it understand here.
What are you guys doing?
I'm making him another coffee for Christ's sake. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, L. Ron Martin, general manager there at Channel 19 News. Don Berman has been our guest. Don, good luck with that.
Well, you know what, Phil? As is the case many times I come on your program, the whole thing's been carved alive. I don't think anyone's going to really understand what we're talking about. So I suggest you watch the Channel 19 News at the 5...
Yes, at the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11...
No, you got it wrong. No, it's not the 5, 6, 9. It's the 5, 9, 2...
Yeah, see, you guys can't keep that straight for love or money.
I had it until you... It's the five. Look at me. I'm Don Berman. I'm a news anchor, and I'm arguing.
It's the 5, 6, 7, and 8.
There's more than the 5, 6, 7, and 8.
I'll do it, and thank you very much, Don Berman.
Wait a minute. You're going to fuck.
It's the 5. Don Berman, Channel 19 News, every night at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then the 11:30. Then the 11:30. So basically, at night, they're an all-news station.
Well, no, they have overnight news, too.
Oh, they have overnight news. When do they do anything else?
In the morning, they have Captain Morro Bay Kangaroo Rat.
Yeah, instead of Captain Kangaroo. Captain Kangaroo hasn't been on for years.
I know that. The one they have is Captain Morro Bay Kangaroo Rat.
Captain Morro Bay Kangaroo Rat.
I'm only kidding.
You're fine, man. You don't want me to get angry. You wouldn't like that.
Yeah, okay, Dr. David Baberman.
David Baberman, who's that? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Don Berman. Channel 19 News. With eyes that glow like a rat in the night. Don Berman delivers. Seven days a week, I'm Don Berman. Echoing through your mind. Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget our race day on March the 30th. I wanted to remind you that.
Yeah, they can't go. It's Reg and Petaluma.
Reg and Petaluma's going with us, but you guys can, if you're around the Arcadia, California area, head on out to Santa Anita, man. Bang on the door of our luxury suite.
Bang on the door. You know you're going to have people.
Yeah.
Phil. You should see the vulgar mail that I get.
Yeah, really, Ms. Gray?
No, but I'm sure. Don't worry about it any day now.
Yeah, well, Margaret... What are you, getting excited about it? All right, I'm sorry.
Excited about it? I'm a mother and a wife. The vulgar mail I'm sure I'm about to get. You watch.
Okay, Margaret, don't sit there hoping that it happens.
I didn't say that. You want some too?
No, I'm sorry. All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us here on a Newsmaker Line. Jay, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very, very good. Thanks so much for having me on your program. And, of course, we are looking forward to helping out any way we can with the members of the Gator Brigade. That's the, in Florida, it's the Gator Brigade. GBB, Gator Brigade, all police auxiliary, which is going to be out there.
The Gator Brigade, what is it again?
The Gator Brigade, all police.
Alt police, as in like alt-right?
Well, you know, I won't, you know.
Yeah, you get yourself in some trouble there.
You talk about alt-right.
It's not alt-right, okay? It's alt, as in alternative police. Got nothing to do with alt-right. It's a Gator Brigade, alt police, auxiliary. Now I forgot.
How do you forget the name of these things?
Because it's not my organization. Gator Brigade, alt police, auxiliary. That's it. And
now, the gentleman that's in charge of this is, who is that?
Yeah, that's Wade Beef Osborne. He's the sergeant. He's a major sergeant who's in charge of it.
Now, you're the command structure at the at these different agencies, Jay. You're the head of yours, and
no, I'm not. No, I'm sagging a command.
Oh, who, the, Major Elvis Newton?
Major Elvis Newton is the supreme commander of Citizens Auxiliary Police, and Wade Beef Osborne is a master sergeant. He's or sergeant major. I mean.
Well, what? Okay.
Okay, you understand. He's...
Yeah, I know, but I've never heard of a guy who is the absolute supreme commander of something being a sergeant major or the major sergeant.
He's a major sergeant or sergeant major.
There's no such thing as a major. There's a master sergeant.
Yeah. That's got to be what it is. Hold on just a minute. Hey, Snooky, correct that, will you?
What did I do wrong?
That's not major sergeant, master sergeant.
What?
Master sergeant. It's... Yeah, thank you very much for that, General. It's been bothering me all day what was wrong with that news release.
Well, that was a press release, huh?
Yes, it was, and we are very proud.
Now, Jay, along those lines, Jay, you are going to Florida?
I'm going to be leaving. I'm probably going to be leaving at the crack of dawn.
At the crack of dawn.
Shut your hole.
Yeah, you know something, Dickman? I ordinarily don't like that.
Let's not be striking people. I never touched him.
I know, I just had to make it sound good.
Well, what's that about?
What are you? What does that mean anyway, Phil? These two clowns cooked that up.
He pisses me off, so I want to know. I want the audience to think I'm beating him up.
Yeah, I let her have it.
You let me have what?
No, I mean, I let you have that moment.
Hey, any kind of theatrics around here I want cleared through me, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir, Daddy.
Yes, Mr. Henry.
So, can I continue?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be leaving, yes, at the crack of dawn. I'll be leaving out on the 810 train. Well, I'm not taking a train.
Well, you're going across the country to Florida.
Yeah, that's right. I know. I got a 10:30 flight on Delta Airlines, and it's connecting through Atlanta, then it lands in Tampa, then it goes on to Miami, and then it comes actually flies then back up to Jacksonville.
Well, I don't understand.
Isn't that...
No, you idiot. It's at Palm Beach. It's at something like Palm County.
Oh, that's right. Palm County. Now, we're going to be, just so for informational purposes, because I know that Beef's listening.
What's this is Beef? Is that his nickname?
Yeah, that's the guy, Wade Beef Osborne.
Yeah, Wade Beef Osborne. Well, no, he played football in Florida. They call him Beef.
They called him Beef Osborne.
No, they just called him Beef. The name on the back of the jersey was Beef, and they had a quotation marks around it. It was pretty interesting. He also played a very, very short time in the XFL. He played in the Arena League. He played in the Major Indoor Soccer League, which that wasn't football, but he was pretty good at that, too. He's done, you know.
He's an athlete.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit. Hold on for a minute. What's that? We got an alert for the 15? 15. Okay.
Just so you know, that's Jay just making radio noises. They aren't real.
You know something, General? I told you that in full confidence.
No, you didn't, man. You said it right on the air.
Yeah, it was you when you said it.
All right, but I still said it in confidence.
Even though it was on the air?
Yeah. So, Wade Beef, if I could just get to this.
Wade Beef Osborne's going to do what?
Man.
Well, what's he going to do, man?
Wade Beef Osborne is head of... He's in tactical command. He's got the tactical command of crowd control when Robert Kraft goes to Palm County to turn himself in for a misdemeanor.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what this charge is, Jay. Do you know exactly what he's pleading? Is he pleading guilty, innocent?
I believe he's going to be pleading... I think he's going to be pleading guilty, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he's not. That's not a standard plea. He's probably going to plead not guilty.
He's going to stand in front of a judge, or he's just turning himself in to be booked?
What's the difference?
You're an... Hey, you don't know. You're a Citizens Auxiliary Police guy.
I know when you go to the police officer,
I think he's just going to be booked.
All right, I know if you get booked, I know what that is. And I also know what it is when you plead guilty or innocent.
Well, you don't plead innocent, you plead not guilty.
I'm not a lawyer, okay? All I know is saving lives. That's all I know about.
Okay, so what's he going to be?
What's he going to be? What's this, Halloween?
What?
No, what is he going to be doing?
He's going to get booked. And they'll see if they've got dates free for him. Oh, no, he's going to get booked into jail. I'm sorry, I thought you guys were talking about him going on a singing tour or something. I don't know what you meant.
We're talking about the guy that got arrested?
Yes, the head of the New England Patriots. He's going to get booked, and I'm sure he'll plead.
He's not going to plead, man. He's just going to get booked. And they'll probably, whatever, bail him out, release him on his own recognizance.
Well, this is a misdemeanor charge, is that right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Well, but what kind of bail would they have for something like that?
I imagine he'll be released on his own recognizance.
It's a misdemeanor, solicitation of sex. They did not catch him in the act. Now,
well, apparently they claim they've got videotape that ironically was put through that Deluxe 7, which is very weird that they were.
Wait, say that again.
Yeah, they've apparently Palm County Sheriff's has Deluxe 7 video. In other words, they have a video of Robert Kraft soliciting a wide variety of sex acts. And they had the Deluxe 7 filler on, so...
So his head was...
So his head was rounder, yeah.
And his eyes glowed?
Okay, Mr. Henry, I'm here to save lives.
Yeah, you're here to save lives, Jay. And, you know, just, I'm sorry, the stuff you're saying is so ridiculous, you're going to have to just live with people laughing.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about a guy that's been arrested for solicitation of the sex.
Yeah, what about it?
It's not exactly the biggest crime of the year, Jay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This guy is...
He's a Donald Trump friend.
He's a what?
He's one of Donald Trump's friends.
I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah, see? I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, man. We did that just to trick you.
You didn't trick me. That guy, yeah, he should come in and they should release him on his recognizance. But the point that I'm making is they're using the Deluxe 7, General, and Phil, and, you know, Margaret. They're
What about me?
And Robert, and Bud.
Yeah.
Okay, now y'all.
We understand, yeah.
They're using the Deluxe 7, and apparently they had Deluxe 7 footage of Robert Kraft.
That made his head rounder, it vibrated light, and there was a pink light coming from his eyes.
That is my understanding. You can laugh all you want about it.
What does that do? I don't understand that.
Palm County Sheriff thinks it's a very valuable asset. You know, when you're doing police work and you're doing, like, war, when you do war...
You mean like the military?
Yeah, when you do the military, you want to have assets. Yeah, Mr. Henry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well...
What about the assets? So they got assets.
Yeah, one of them is the Deluxe 7.
This fucking camera. You gotta be kidding me.
God, you just said F.
Mr. Henry, you just said the F word.
You better believe I said the F word. So the Deluxe 7 will, and they got Robert Kraft on video. You know what? He's going to beat this. He should plead not guilty. His lawyer should have them throw the whole goddamn thing out of the court.
God, you just said GD too.
Well, I agree with Phil. There's not going to be any case.
Not as long as this Deluxe 7 was on, because they can argue that's not even him.
Oh, no, they can't, because they can say, well, he had that is him with a put through the processing of a Deluxe 7.
Why did they do that, man?
I don't know, Mr. Henry, so they can see the face clear?
Yeah, well, the guy's face is going to glow.
Yeah, maybe that'll make it be clear. I don't know.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see an example of this on the news, that the Palm County Sheriff used the Deluxe 7 camera that makes your face vibrate light, makes your head rounder, and a pink light comes from your eyes.
Thank you very much.
Jay, you ought to know by now you can't hang up.
I know, but I want it.
You're not hanging up, man. We will, however, say goodbye to you. You can hear your theme music.
Well, yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. The theme music will save me.
Yeah, the theme music will save me. Jay, the only thing about you that's the least bit entertaining is your theme music. I'm General Galen Shaw.
From out of the suburbs and out of the city comes a citizen to auxiliary police. Yeah. This week, we will be assisting the Gator Brigade Police Auxiliary.
What a weird-ass way to get into the week, man. Very, very weird way to get into the week, but nonetheless, that's how we got into it, man. Bless all of your hearts for listening to us here on this Monday in our live feed here on Sunday night. And don't forget, baby, You know, it's a good thing to be alive. And remember, everything is a good thing eventually.
That was part of Phil's pre-show rant. If you don't know what he's talking about,
you'll have to listen to the pre-show rant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to the pre-show rant on the video because we had a short audio version of it. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.